G'day, Michael from Ranella.
How are you guys?
Good, Michael.
I am one of the 35.
What do you mean? You got hit, did you?
Yep, hit my windscreen right in front of me.
Yeah, when did this happen?
About 2 weeks ago.
What did it feel like? How fast were you going?
So I was doing 100 kilometres, which is what the speed limit is. The biggest problem is, like, yes, it scared me. This happened 2 years ago and a guy ended up in a coma. So why is it taking now for changes to happen?
Yes.
And B, there is that pathway that runs along. I was hit near a bridge. It wasn't dropped from a bridge. There's bushes that these guys can just peg them from anywhere along that expressway, and no one can see them and no one can do anything about it.
So you think yours came from the side, did it?
Oh, it definitely came from the side, yes.
All right. Now, did you, at the time, I would have thought, you know, that comes out of the blue. There would have been a bit of panic at the time, or what? Did you hit the brakes and stop, or what was your reaction?
The initial reaction was, what was that? Because it fortunately wasn't a big rock.
Yeah.
It was only small. So
when you say rock or small, you're saying what, golf ball?
Yeah, probably maybe about, there was a mark on my windscreen about the size of a 10-cent piece.
Okay.
So,
that is small.
It is, but it is, you know.
Oh, it's still bad.
Did you stop or did you keep driving?
I kept driving. I'd looked in my mirror. I wasn't sure if it came from a truck or whatnot.
Yeah.
Got home, which I live at Ranella, so it was only a little bit later. Rang the police straight away. Police said they checked cameras. They saw some movement around that area, but there's nothing they can do. They send patrols, but there's 15 different exits they can get to from.
How far is the Southern Expressway, Michael? How many kilometres is it, do you know?
Is it 14?
Right. Yeah, it might be.
Is it that long?
Feels like it might even be longer.
Yeah, so I was hit right at the bottom of the hill near the Seacombe Road Bridge. So, like I said, there's Seacombe Road, there's South Road, there's all these different areas they can just get away from. But, I mean, if you change the laws to have them charged for attempted murder... You know, what does that do to it?
Well, good luck convicting him of that.
I know. Good luck convicting, but...
No, but when something happens, though, one day, Michael, what will the charge be? Will it be manslaughter? Will it be...
Well, something has happened, but they never caught the people who put a guy in a coma. That went straight through his windscreen and hit him.
Bloody hell. That's disgusting.
Michael, thanks so much for calling in.
They said it's just come through. It's 21 kilometres long. Yeah. So good luck stopping on the spots of that.
I can't believe this in Adelaide. I love this joint, and I can't believe we've got people in our midst that are doing this.
Yep. It's a disgrace.